genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
All right, it's a free-for-all Friday, and you're along for the ride, and I'm glad you are. The hotline number is 888-900-9966. Let's see, Judy is standing by in Kalamazoo. She's listening on WKMI in Kalamazoo. Judy, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I was just more than impressed with your interview of Mr. Seating in Kalkaska.
You enjoyed that?
Oh, you bet. We need more folks like him out there.
Yeah, he has shocked a lot of people with his bluntness, his directness, his willingness to speak his mind, and people are descending on Kalkaska now, calling for him to resign. You don't agree with that?
Oh, absolutely not. We need more folks standing up and speaking out and telling the truth. Number two, the Dems, I think, they're still real upset just because they're sore losers. And
do you think Donald Trump would win again today?
I hope Mr. Seating is aware of George Soros.
I'm pretty sure he is. He sounds like he reads a lot, and he doesn't seem to be a guy who wants to back down. Do you think Donald Trump would win again today if the election were held today, Judy?
If he were to get some more spine.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. Judy, greatly appreciate the call. Thank you for chiming in today. We're going to go down to one of our favorite guests now, Nolan Finley, editor of the Detroit News. You know, and he says a slip of the tongue is just that. Don't overreact. But in this hypersensitive day and age where everything is under a microscope and the 24-hour news cycle, hard to get away from. Nolan, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here.
Two of the people you point out, and I agree with you, by the way, Steve Harvey you talk about, you say he's one of the funniest people you know. I agree with you. I think Steve Harvey is very funny, but he made an ill-advised comment about enjoying your nice brown glass of water trying to one-up a caller from Flint, Michigan on his radio show here recently. And, of course, the world goes crazy. I mean, can anybody say anything that's a little off-color anymore, Nolan, without, you know, having to shut down the whole world?
No. I mean, there's a big gotcha game going on that threatens to catch us all up. I mean, sure, it was a offensive thing to say, probably a dumb thing to say. He thought he was being funny, but, you know, that happens. I think you've got to look at him over his career and his body of work. I don't think he's insensitive to the plight of people in Flint. He just said something dumb. So, you know, you smack his hand and say, ouch, and move on. But this, you know, all this outrage that he's got to be banned from, you know, the public square and lose his job and all that, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. Now, I didn't find his comment. I didn't go to the extent that I was terribly concerned about it. Bill Maher, a week or so earlier, did go pretty far in a comment. It was a flippant remark about being a house, and you fill in the blank with the N-word, being a house, you know, as opposed to not working the field. And Bill Maher was called out on that. He didn't get fired. He does work for HBO. He has some wiggle room here. But, again, the world goes crazy and it nearly comes to a standstill because somebody said something flippant, irreverent, whatever, trying to be a comedian. I guess sometimes they don't hit it quite square.
Yeah, I mean, it was silly. I mean, it triggered this whole, you know, back and forth on who can use the word and who can't use the word. You know, he thought he was being funny, and he made an ill-advised statement. That happens in comedy. You know, these people walk out on the edge, and sometimes they walk too far. But, you know,
I think we could we could use a guy like Sam Kinison again. You know, I mean, really, just shake things up. I mean,
yes.
You're laughing because it's true, Nolan. We could use a guy like that,
yeah,
who would really
I
just
agree.
Stir things up. But look what's going on in college campuses. Comedians, I mean,
sure.
College campuses used to be their bread and butter. That's where they went. They go from campus to campus. They're not even allowed on campus anymore, most of these guys, because
no.
They might offend somebody.
You know what? And I think we ought to take the same opinion whether the person's on the right or the left. You know, sometimes you make a slip, and, you know, for everybody to jump up and say, oh, gotcha, and, you know, and invoke some sort of capital punishment because of it, I think we just need to chill out a little.
I agree with that. You know, because it's almost like, and I'm sure the left does the same thing to you. They do it to me. We're not comedians. I'm damn funny, Nolan, but I'm not a comedian.
I heard that.
But they lay in wait. I mean, they really do. They lay in wait for that gotcha moment that you just described, and they just sit there and they listen to what I say, and they read what you write, and they just lay in wait to have their moment of victimhood so they can have it fully explored and try to do it at our expense. I think that's pretty accurate, don't you?
Oh, yeah. There's no, they pretend not to understand sarcasm and, you know, take everything you write or say absolutely literally. No matter what the point you're trying to make, sure. You know, I've been there. I'm sure you have, others. It's where we're at.
And I wonder if we can do anything about it because, you know, the absence of good comedians. I mean, there really aren't any great comedians today. I mean, you know, where are the George Carlins and the, you know, and the Sam Kinisons and the people that, you know, were really, I thought, abrasive and rude and funny? We don't really have that much today.
Well, Chris Rock. I mean, I'm a big Chris Rock fan, even though
I'm
on the other side of the political aisle than him. I think he's hilarious. I think, there's several in that vein who are still funny and who are still willing to provoke. I don't think all's lost.
So comedy is not, you proclaim that comedy is not quite dead in America, which is good to know. I appreciate that. But it certainly is. Certainly is wounded. Nolan Finley, good conversation. Always appreciate having you here from the Detroit News. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
There you have it. Nolan Finley, everybody. You can check his work pretty much daily on the Detroit News, DetroitNews.com. Find out more about Nolan Finley. But he's right. We need comedians. And wouldn't Sam Kinison just be a treasure today more than he was then? All right. I was a big Sam Kinison fan. I admit it. If you want the best selection of Trex decking, you need Northville Lumber. They sell more than anybody in the Midwest. Trex decking, maintenance-free decking, railing. It's Trex. It's all to be found at Northville Lumber. Go to northvillelumber.com to find out more. Northvillelumber.com, a great partner of the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.